Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Welage. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Estalella. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welage. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Lobbs scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welage. Clift reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welage. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. Glenn drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Travis out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs strikes out. There goes Hefner. The throw from Farrell to second, and Hefner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Estilella moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Estilella scores. Travis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellage hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lobbs who is chasing the ball. Wellage reaches third base with a triple. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Case now playing center field. Johnny Welledge now playing left field. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift strikes out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes bunts towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Lobbs moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's Senators, 5, Browns, 5. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs tags and scores. McQuinn tags and moves to third. Clift tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift scores. It's 8-5, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Haynes. Hoag moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welich. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 3 in the game. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gelbert moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. West moves to second. It's 9-6, Browns. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Case moves to second. Jake Early pinch runs for Buddy Lewis. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Welich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Case scores. Early moves to second. It's 9-8, Browns. John Whitehead now pitching. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Bobby Estilella. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-9, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-4 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West now playing first base. Harry Kelly now pitching. Taffy Wright now playing right field. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallagher bunts towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Glenn. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.